generally? Does it seem like things are leaning toward the Democrats now?
Well, it's hard to say that. We looked at three seats. One of them is a seat currently held by a Republican, Jim Alesi, who's retiring. And in that district, the 55th in the Monroe-Orleans County area, what we previously had was Sean Hanna, the Republican, leading by 8 points. Now Ted O'Brien, the Democrat, is leading by 11 points. So that district looks very strong right now for O'Brien. It's a district with a Democratic enrollment edge. It's a district where Louise Slaughter is doing well in part of it. It's a district where Barack Obama is doing well. So that potentially is a flip from Republican to Democrat. We also looked at the 43rd Senate district where Roy McDonald, the incumbent Republican, got beat in a Republican primary by Kathy Marchione. Right now what we show is Marchione has an 11-point lead. She's got the support of 40% of voters. Surprisingly, Roy McDonald, who remains on the ballot even though he said he was not seeking re-election anymore, polls second at 29%, and the Democrat candidate Robin Andrews is in third place with 25%.
Yeah,
that's a Republican seat that's going to stay Republican.
It's almost like McDonald now splitting the vote with the Democratic candidate, it seems like.
Exactly. And then the third race we looked at is a new seat. It's an open seat. It's the newly drawn 63rd Senate seat, if you will. It's actually the 46th Senate district. And it's to the west of Albany, including Albany, Montgomery, Schenectady, Ulster, and Greene counties. And
the seat that was the seat that we should mention was specifically drawn by Senate Republicans to get a Republican senator in, right?
Exactly. And the candidates there are George Amador, the Republican, a current assemblyman, and Cecilia Kacik, the Democratic candidate, who's from Kingston. And right now, we show this as a dogfight. Amador has the support of 47% of likely voters. Kacik has the support of 44%.
Yeah, that's kind of a surprise.
So, but what I have to mention as well is that there are two downstate seats currently held by the Democrats that the Republicans are strongly going after, and they are seats that they thought they could win. Those two seats, Sienna previously polled about a month ago, one in Queens held by Joe Addabbo, and we found him holding a very tiny 2.45% to 43% lead over Republican city councilman Eric Ulrich. And in Westchester, a seat where Susie Oppenheimer, the incumbent Democrat, is retiring, we found another really tight race between Assemblyman George Latimer, the Democrat, at 44%, and Republican Bob Cohn at 41%. Now, we obviously at Siena wanted to go back and poll those races, as we did with the Hanna O'Brien, the 55th Senate District, to take a look closer to Election Day. But obviously, in light of the tragedy of Sandy, it just became impossible to do any downstate polling. So there were several districts, Senate and congressional, downstate that Sienna had wanted to poll in these closing days of the campaign that, for obvious reasons, we just cannot do.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like from Senator Libous's remarks that they're not very confident of the Ulrich winning anymore. I guess that my question was going to be, how is Sandy going to affect the race for the state Senate? GOP versus the Democrats?
Well, don't know. Look, we still have well over a million people in this state, mostly downstate, without power. We have devastation in part of that Senate district that we were just talking about, that Joe Addabbo Senate district. The whole of Breezy Point and the Rockaways is in that Senate district. We have devastation in parts of Brooklyn and Staten Island, and certainly throughout Long Island. And all of the Long Island seats are currently held by Republicans, including an open seat in Suffolk County, currently held by Owen Johnson, that the Democrats were going after. How the impact of the aftermath of Sandy is going to affect these races? I think it would be pure conjecture. I don't think anybody knows at this point how any of these elections that are being held downstate are going to be affected, and which party, the Democrats or the Republicans, will benefit from that or will suffer as a result of that.
Yeah, certainly if you don't have power or in some cases even a home anymore, voting is not going to be your top priority.
One wouldn't think so.
Yeah. Okay, anything to add as we go in? What about the congressional races? Overall, is there a picture emerging, or is it still going to be a lot of them down to the wire?
Oh, I think there's going to be a lot of them down to the wire. I mean, I think the Staten Island race is over, largely. It looks like the incumbent Republican, Michael Grimm, is going to hold on there. Again, there were two more downstate districts, the New York 1 on the east end of Long Island and New York 18, the Hayworth seat, which goes into Westchester and Rockland, that we couldn't poll in. But we saw a tightening of the race in New York 19. Gibson, the incumbent Republican, still ahead, but by 5 points, down from what had been a much larger double-digit lead. We saw a tightening in the North Country race, New York 21, where Owens had a double-digit lead several weeks ago. And now in our final Siena poll, we show that as a neck-and-neck race, with Owens just a single point ahead heading into the final days of the campaign. And we will have polls later this weekend. Tomorrow we'll be out with a new poll in the 25th Congressional District, the rematch between freshman Republican Anne-Marie Burkle and former Democratic Congressman Dan Maffei. And then on Sunday, with our partners at the Buffalo News, we will be out with our third poll in the exciting Hochul-Collins race.
Wow. Yeah. So it's going to be kind of a nail-biting election.
Right? I would be very surprised if we don't have at least 4 or 5 congressional races that are very, very tight at the end of the night, Tuesday, maybe even into Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay, great. Thanks.